You're on Weekends. I'm Andrea Gibbs, and that was Michael Kiwanuka with Rule the World. When my next guest, Nicole Dyson, felt like the curriculum she was teaching wasn't preparing her class for the real world, well, she invented her own. Future Anything is a school's curriculum that incorporates social entrepreneurship into education. Nicole, how did the program first begin?
So good to be here. Thanks for the invitation. I think you summed it up perfectly. I was a teacher standing at the front of the classroom who just couldn't accept the status quo any longer. I felt like we had a generation of young people that were moving through school who didn't feel like there was a connection between the learning in the classroom and the real world outside of the classroom. And so rather than sit back and watch that play out, I thought there's got to be a better way and had a go at creating that space.
How long ago was it when it first began, and how many students are involved now?
Yeah, so we began with like one school and 100 students, and that was 5 years ago. And this year we worked with just under 4,000 students and 50 schools through our Cornerstone program, Activate.
Well, it's obviously something that the kids are really into. Why is it important for kids to learn about business and entrepreneurship?
Look, I mean, the research around the future of work is evident in the fact that the average 12-year-old is likely to have 17 different jobs over 5 different careers. In this way, we really need a generation of young people that are job creators rather than job seekers. And if we can build that within our curriculum, it means our young people are leaving school ready to earn or to move on to further learning.
Now that the program's been running for 5 years, have you seen the impact that it's had on some students?
Yeah, I actually, a former student reached out to me recently who's at university now in second year, and he's working for an organisation that does consulting to other businesses and asked me to speak on a panel that they were running with some other entrepreneurs around youth entrepreneurship. And so when I sat down with him afterwards, it was such an interesting space for me to talk to him about how 5 years ago being involved in the program changed him. And he was involved when the curriculum was embedded in English. So it's not like he chose business as an elective. He kind of got this surprise experience in his English curriculum. And he was telling me how it completely shifted his perception around what it meant to be entrepreneurial. And through starting his own mental health podcast, he's continued to dip into that entrepreneurship space over the last 5 years. So we're now just starting to see this these serial entrepreneurs that kind of had their first experience within school but have gone on to build these amazing enterprises post-program.
Look, I can't help but feel a little bit jealous. I wish that we had something like that back in the 80s at school when I was there. Look, one of the students who has had some success, look, a lot of success really, she's one of the finalists in the Future Anything National Grand Final this year, is Sophie Nance, and she joins us now on Weekends. G'day, Sophie. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
My pleasure. Can you tell me a little bit about your business idea, Just Be You?
Yes. So my business, I'll be making custom clothing for people with dwarfism to help them feel included.
And how did you come up with this idea?
In year 7, when I was sitting in my classroom, they asked me what I wanted to do, and I chose to help with one of my struggles to make clothing for people with dwarfism.
A lot of great businesses do the job of solving challenges that people have. What are some of the challenges that you have in terms of clothing when you have dwarfism?
Not having age-appropriate clothing. Because I wear a kid size 5, people assume that I'm 5 years old. But wearing age-appropriate clothing gives you a chance of proving you're older.
Have you always loved fashion?
Yeah. Well, as I've gotten to be a teenager, it's becoming way more important.
When you do a business like this, you have to research if anyone else is doing it. Are there other people around the world that are doing similar things?
From what I've researched, I'm going to be the only one in Australia. There are others in America, but I seem to be the only one in Australia doing this.
And how exciting has it been to be a part of the Future Anything program? Has it been inspiring?
It's an inspiring experience and so motivating to get to this opportunity, to get through to the semi-finals, to know that my business is something that people want to see.
What have the biggest challenges been in terms of launching your business or launching the idea for it? What's the next step?
It has been hard because I've had difficulty finding someone to make my clothing, like a tailor or even a fashion designer, to help me come up with ways, not just from my perspective of what I like, but other people.
Well, if there is a fashion designer out there that is listening, get in touch with the program because it sounds like a brilliant idea. Nicole mentioned that students these days go on to have about 17 different jobs. This one might be just the one job because I feel like it's money in the bank for you, Sophie.
Thank you.
You're on Weekends with me, Andrea Gibbs. My guest is Sophie Nance and Nicole Dyson, who is the CEO of Future Anything. Nicole, this week is an exciting week for the students. It is the Future Anything National Grand Final. What does that mean for some of these kids?
I think Sophie probably summarised it really well when she said that it's an opportunity for young people to see that, you know, people that don't even know them find something special in them and their idea. So much of what we do in the classroom stays in the classroom, and so by providing opportunities for young people to showcase their thinking beyond the school provides a really powerful place for them to validate their own thinking and where they're going in the world. So, yeah, we've got 9 teams pitching. There's almost $30,000 in prizes and support up for the young people, and they'll be jumping up on stage in front of 300 people in the room and live stream to thousands.
Sophie's in the running with Just Be You. What other business ideas have students come up with?
Oh, look, you name it, and it'll be taking the stage. We've got a young person called Chloe from Redcliffe State High School who's been making wheat bags since she was 11.
Wow.
And these are these incredibly vibrant wheat bags that she's been selling in her local community and also funding farmers because that's something that she's really passionate about. We've got 2 young people from the Gold Coast with their venture Eco Eyelash. One of the young people is a lash technician, which, Andrea, I had to get them to explain what that is because it wasn't, I had no idea. But they realised that their industry didn't have any eco-friendly alternatives. So these 2 15-year-old girls have developed eco-friendly packaging and products for the lash industry, have secured investment and have their product being manufactured in China right now. And again, they're 15. I don't know, when I was 15, I definitely wasn't seeking investment and manufacturing. So it's just a huge range that'll be on show on Tuesday night.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing a great job of supporting these students in terms of, you know, helping their ideas blossom. But what have you learned from them along the way?
Oh, so much. I think 2 things. The difference between youth entrepreneurs and perhaps old people like me that start businesses is that young people don't take no for an answer, and they also don't look for the negative before they find the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this really idealistic way of looking at a problem and then being doggedly determined to find the solution and deliver it. And I think there's something really inspiring about us as adults being able to create the space and the support for young people to just have a go. And not maybe burden them with our concerns and worries around that and just let them have a crack at something that they know is important to them.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future looks like with these extraordinary minds in charge of these new ideas. Sophie, I wish you all the best this week at the grand final. Sophie Nance, the founder of Just Be You, and Future Anything CEO Nicole Dyson. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weekends with Andrea Gibbs on ABC Radio.